You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Hey family, how you doing? I sound pretty melancholy, don't I?
Yes, well, you do.
Well, that's because that's how I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling relaxed, and I feel all right. This podcast is probably going to be a little different, which is fine. I guess if we have to give it a title, which we normally do, I guess we would title this, I Just Want to Please You. I Just Want to Please You. For your hearing, no, I'm not going to go preachy, no. On a serious note, that's just really where I've been today, and specifically the last few hours. Having a desire, first and foremost, to please God. And secondly, to please you, young lady.
Me?
That's right, you with the red hair. And I'm going to take my time with this one. I usually speak super fast, but I don't want to lose y'all, the listeners. But just looking at our call, our purpose, our motive, just getting up from day to day, different things that we just do, at the end of the day, when we get in bed, before you kiss, because you talk about kissing before you go to bed, and you roll over, I just want to be able to lay down and say, God, were you pleased with my day-to-day, the way that I talked to my wife, the way that I you dealt with the children, my attitude, my mind, so forth and so on. And also within our call and our purpose, which we're together, but we also have separate things that we deal with as well. And I want to know that he's pleased within those things as well, within our words, our actions, our deeds. And I really just took some time to reflect and say, look, Lord, show me, you know, are we stagnant? Are we pushing as hard as we should be pushing? And this is holistically, friends, this is, you know, in your marriage, in your relationships, in your job, your career. You know, I had to ask myself, what am I doing? Am I doing it well? And am I doing something that I want to do? Or am I doing something that God has called me and or us to go ahead and do? So I'm throwing those things out there because I really want you to think today as you're listening as to what it is that you're doing. The great success you may have is awesome. We commend you for it. But is it good success or is it God's success? You know, maybe the relationship, the marriage is good, and you know, or the engagement is good, or as boyfriend or girlfriend, or you're dating, and that's good. Is it God? And so, that's where I'll stick a pin in this, and I'll stop right there.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of times we can really find ourselves doing things that are good things that we might be working in an area where we're creating change for the better. We might be working in our community. We might, you know, volunteer. We might, you know, give money to nonprofit organizations that help other people and things like that. And we might feel like we're really doing good things. And like Christian, like you're saying, babe, that's awesome. But don't stop there. Don't stop at simply being a good person. But look to seek the Father and look to seek out His will and His way and what He may have planned for you. We talk about purpose all the time, and we don't believe that we're just here just to be here. But I believe in that God has a purpose for each and every one of us. So I don't know about anybody else, but I don't want to go through this whole life without knowing my purpose and working towards fulfilling God's purpose for me. So that's my encouragement. do all the good things, you know, be kind to people, love people, take care of the poor and all those things. Those are all things that we're called to do according to the word of God. But at the same time, continue to seek God's plan specifically for you, or for you and your spouse or your mate, whoever you may be with, and find out what it is that God is saying. What is the purpose that God has put you two together for? You know, even the purpose of, that you have in one another's life. What is it that God is asking you to help your partner with? Maybe there's something in them that you might need to help draw out of them. So just different things like that. Ultimately, as you said, babe, trying to please the Father first. And it takes some time, to seek out His will and His way. But when you do, you know, keeping that first and foremost in your life, when you have that at the forefront of your mind and of your motives and your actions, then everything else will kind of follow. And as you please the Father, then you can please your spouse and your mate, because you're doing the things that He has purposed for you to do. And how you treat your husband or your wife, how you talk to them, how you talk to people on your job, and how you treat others, all of those things should point back to pleasing the Father. And so that's my encouragement for you guys today.
Yeah, so as we end, just want to give you some more questions, or throw some thoughts out there, and have you to just reflect on them, allow Holy Spirit to speak to you. Talk it over with your spouse, talk it over with your fiance, if you're not married, if you're in a serious relationship, or, you know, talk it over with that individual. But the question I want to ask is, what difference is your marriage making, or your future marriage? What difference will it make, in your home, in your church, your community, or even on the job? Another question may be, what is it that your marriage is communicating to those who are watching? There's somebody who's always watching you. They're watching your relationship, watching how you interact, how you carry yourself, your character, all those things. That ties into us pleasing God and ultimately, and also pleasing our spouse. It just hits my heart and my mind to a different level with everything that's going on in our world and our nation, with all the distractions, all the attacks, all the demonic situations going on. I just want to be able to please God in my marriage as a son of God, and as a father. And I want to make sure that the gifts that He's given unto me and unto us, that we've managed them well, and that He's ultimately pleased with what we do. So that's what we pray over you. We want to encourage you with. And if you have any questions, you have any concerns or anything like that, don't hesitate to send us an email or inbox us or anything of the sort. And so we can be praying for you, with you, and encourage you to have that higher level marriage that we know that you're called to. So we encourage you. We love you. You're awesome. And just live a life that's pleasing unto God, and one that strives to please your spouse.
You have been listening to The Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you. So don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Higher Level Marriage. For more information, visit us at higherlevelmarriage.com.